The Business on RT Radio 1 with Ulster Bank. For when you're keen to know what Brexit means for your business, visit ulsterbank.ie/Brexit.
And on that note, with more and more people being encouraged to work from home in an attempt to curb the spread of the coronavirus, the idea of merging your living space and your working space might make some people shudder. But there are benefits to be had to working from home as well. Well, are there? I'm joined by two such people who do that very thing, and their current colleagues mainly have four legs. I think, is that right? I'm joined by stand-up comedian Gerard Farrelly and Rebecca O'Neill, project coordinator of Wikimedia. You're both very welcome. First of all, I suppose to you, Garrod, how important, if you're working from home, is discipline and routine?
For me, it's very important because I worked in IT for 13 years. So the way I work is properly dressed and at my desk. So I've loads of rules about homework and because otherwise I think it's very easy to let yourself go to hell.
So you get up, you get dressed, showered. What about personal hygiene? Does that suffer
yeah,
at all? No,
it should definitely shouldn't. No. As soon as I get out of bed, no matter, once it's after 8 o'clock, it's like, okay, up, dressed. Washed and, you know, and dressed not just for working at home, but dressed in that if I get a phone call to go for lunch, I'm properly dressed. Because I think that particularly with comedy, you know, there's so much rejection in comedy and you can have a bad day. And I think it's very good that you don't have a bad day in your pajamas.
Rebecca, what about you? Dress code. Do you when you get up at home to start work, do you get dressed up?
I really wish I was as disciplined as Garrod. No, I have to say I have a house uniform, which is, you know, the obligatory kind of yoga / you know, jogger pants and whatever T-shirt is, you know, presentable for indoor wear, and the cats won't judge me too harshly. I have to admit that an awful lot of my worst stories probably come from when I was writing my PhD, and that standards slip significantly when you're in that kind of mental space.
What about work from a desk and a workspace or the bed, or a comfortable chair? What way do you do it?
I have to admit, it's generally soft furnishings, it's soft surfaces. I did live in a one-bedroom apartment for quite some time working from home, and the bed was the desk, which, you know, mentally and from an insomnia point of view, was probably doubling down there quite badly.
Yeah. Gerard, you both have four-legged friends, I think, do you, as sort of work colleagues or pets, as it were?
Yeah, right? Work colleague, what, yeah, head of HR.
You're a head of HR as a cat, is it?
It is indeed, yeah.
One cat.
Yeah, well, what happened was with comedy, you're working on your own the whole time. And I spent 6 weeks writing a pilot with one of my friends and we had a lovely time. And then the thoughts of just going back to being on my own in the house all day was just not good. So I went and fostered some kittens and then ended up keeping one.
And it's been a company. What about you, Rebecca? Brilliant. You have...
I have four.
Four cats.
Of which is a similar failed foster.
They're the IT team, are they?
Oh, yeah, definitely, yeah. Yes. You know, moral support, HR, general kind of pest control, all of these things are
good. What judgment?
On the subject of the cat, is it lonely, do you find, working from home? Do you miss work colleagues, a bit of chit-chat?
Very much so. I think working from home is incredibly lonely, and I think it's one of the things that you don't realise when you take it on, because I think particularly when you're writing, and particularly when you're writing comedy, you always have the voice in your head, because you're trying to write jokes or you're writing characters, and you kind of hear that stuff while you're writing. And I've found a couple of times that you spend the whole morning doing that, and then sometimes at 3 o'clock you go to Tesco's to pick up something for dinner, and when you say thank you, you realise that is the first time I've heard my voice all day,
and that's
really jarring when that happens.
And you can always bounce the material off the cat.
I do, and the judgment that comes back is not good. It's work harder is the message from the cat.
What about people calling to the house? You were saying you might not be the best for getting dressed up really smart in the morning, and also friends can call around not fully appreciating maybe that this is your workspace and you're busy.
Definitely, and it has happened that, you know, and I think it's a spillover from having done the PhD as well, that there's people perceive that you have a flexibility, that you can just drop things and go out for have a 4 hour boozy lunch and head home and do your few more hours and things will be grand, or sure, you'll
can
do it tomorrow.
Can have a 4 hour boozy lunch alone at a home.
The cats definitely
that's
judge
a problem
if you do that. Yeah.
What about you, Gerard? Do you get many people calling in? Is that a real... And how do you deal with that? You can say, look, I know you're calling in for a cup of coffee. I just don't have time. I'm working.
To be honest, I'm the opposite. Because I think that when you're working from home, you can... And particularly, my hours are antisocial. I work nights at weekends. You can go a lot of time without seeing people. And that was one of the things I really noticed. And I am quite undignified at the weekend. And I'll send 6 or 7 texts about lunch during the week. and sometimes nobody's available for lunch during the week, and then sometimes you have a bumper crop where you have five. And I take the lunch dates where I can get them, because I think that's really important.
What about delaying work? Because in a sense, you have deadlines or you have things you need to get done, Rebecca, but you've a little bit of control and you can delay. What's procrastination cleaning?
This is when your entire apartment or house has to be absolutely spotless before any work can be done. You know, so it's kind of taking the clean desk mantra and just expanding it out to as far as that bubble will go. So like, well, I couldn't possibly start writing until I've done the laundry, done the dishes, cleaned the floor, washed the cats, you know.
And then done it again.
And then done it again and then moved everything slightly to the right. You know, it's kind of Marie Kondo gone mad.
Do you procrastinate, Garoge?
I used to, but I put a rule in place, and we, on a Sunday afternoon now, we do a cleanup. It's not very popular, but it gets done. And I've decided the only bit of housework that I will do during the day is when my soup is heating for lunch, I'll empty the dishwasher, and that is it. Because otherwise things don't get done.
Okay. Thank you very much. I'm sure there's plenty of food for thought. People may well be facing into this situation. Garoge Farrelly and Rebecca O'Neill. One thing, somebody did send me a cartoon of a load of people on a flight, and there's an announcement came over the loudspeaker and it said, "This is your captain speaking. I'm working from home today," which I quite liked. Thanks for joining us.